Get COVID-19 ready. Get ready for isolating at home. You can prepare now for what you need to do if you get COVID-19. Being ready is about people, conversations, connections, and knowing what to do. Being ready will mean your whānau and community can help each other if needed. If you test positive for COVID-19, you and everyone you live with will need to isolate to help stop the spread of the virus. Most people with COVID-19 are likely to have mild to moderate illness. They will be able to self-isolate and fully recover in their own home or in suitable alternative accommodation with support from local healthcare providers. Find out how to prepare for self-isolation at www.covid19, that is COVID19.govt.nz. Complete a COVID-19 readiness checklist so you know your whānau is ready if someone in your household gets COVID-19. Make a plan. You need to work out what you will do if someone in your household tests positive for COVID-19. Your entire household will need to stay home. Identify people outside of your home who could help if your household is isolating. For example, by dropping off food or supplies. Are there people in your household who might need extra care or support? Talk to any in-home carers you have and agree in advance about what will happen if you need to isolate. Make plans if you have shared custody of a child or dependent. Many people will be able to manage with help from friends and whānau. But if you need extra support, the Ministry of Social Development can connect you with the right service to help you. Call 0800 512 337 for free. Work and income may be able to help with costs. Find extra support if you have COVID-19 or are self-isolating at www.covid19.govt.nz. Talk to your employer, your child's school and community groups to find out what their plans are. Do they need anything from you? Will they be able to support you? Will you and your children be able to work or learn from home? Work out how to let people know your household is isolating. This could be a sign for your front door or fence, having a QR code poster so people can keep track of where they have been. If people are helping with contactless drop-offs, do you want them to text or message before they arrive? Beep the car horn from the gate. Use an agreed entrance. Download a poster to let people know you are self-isolating or your QR code at www.covid19.govt.nz. Write down any household instructions someone else could easily follow if you get sick and have to go into managed isolation or hospital. Cover things like feeding pets, paying bills, and watering plants. Think about how you could set up your home to minimise COVID-19 spreading. Draw a map of your home and mark out your zones. For example, shared areas, isolation areas, and a sanitising station. Work out what you will need to help yourself and those around you. 1. Make a list of whānau information. Include everyone's names, ages, NHI numbers, any medical conditions and medication they normally take or medical supplies each person will need. Include emergency contact information like your doctor, after hours and any support agencies. 2. Gather things you enjoy. What might help stop boredom if you are isolating at home? 3. Put together a wellness kit. Include face coverings, hand sanitizer, gloves, tissues, rubbish bags, and cleaning products. And 4. Make sure you have things to help with COVID-19 symptoms, like pain relief, throat lozenges, cough medicine, ice blocks and vapour rubs. Reach out to friends and whānau. We are all in this together, and we will get through together. 1. Stay connected. Arrange regular catch-ups with your whānau, friends and community. If you are isolating, make sure these are online or by phone. 2. Support your friends, whānau and workmates to make their own plans to get ready. And 3. Find out what your community is doing. Is there a group making meals to freeze, sharing planning tips, or just staying in the know? Help get your community ready for COVID-19 by getting vaccinated. Getting vaccinated means you are far less likely to get really sick and have to go to hospital. You are also less likely to pass COVID-19 on to other people. Studies show that people who have received 2 doses of the vaccine are protected against getting COVID-19 symptoms. Book your COVID-19 vaccination at bookmyvaccine, or one word, .nz. If you have neighbours who can't get to your nearest COVID-19 vaccination centre, why not offer to give them a lift? One of the reasons someone may not have received a COVID-19 vaccine is because they can't get to a vaccination centre. There are many places around New Zealand where you can get a COVID-19 vaccine with or without an appointment. Some vaccination sites are specifically set up to support disabled people. Find a vaccination centre near you at www.covid19.gov.nz. Got neighbours who are nervous about getting vaccinated against COVID-19? You could offer to support them when they go. If you have received your COVID-19 vaccines, you'll know how easy it is. Your neighbours may need a little reassurance of what to expect at their appointment. You can be a shot buddy and go with your neighbour for support. Find out what will happen at your COVID-19 vaccination appointments at www.covid19.gov.nz. If you have neighbours who aren't vaccinated against COVID-19, they could need someone to look after their kids. Parents and caregivers of busy families may not have had a chance to get away for their vaccine. You can help to make things a little easier by offering to take the children while the grown-ups go for their shot. Do you know someone who's worried the COVID-19 vaccine might hurt? Let them know it might not be as bad as they think. Getting a COVID-19 vaccine is quick and easy. You might feel nervous about getting the vaccine, which is completely normal. A fully trained vaccinator will give you the vaccine in your upper arm, and it will be over very fast. You will then need to stay for at least 15 minutes so we can make sure you do not have an immediate reaction.